I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Bum 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 bum. La 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 la. Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. This part of the show is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Yes, you can lose weight during the holidays with Jumpstart MD. Start for just $25 when you mention radio. Call 855 Jumpstart or visit jumpstartmd.com. On your TV tonight, there's a couple things of note here. The 93rd annual Christmas in Rockefeller Center. It's at 8 o'clock on NBC. Reba McEntire is hosting, and there's lots of performers: Mark Anthony, J Lo's ex, Halle Bailey, Michael Bublé, Kristen Chenoweth, Leve, New Edition, Brad Paisley, Carly Pierce, the Radio City Rockettes. You know, it's the whole deal. Oh, Gwen Stefani. On there too. They put her last after the Rockettes. That's weird. On NBC at 10 o'clock, Christmas in Nashville. So if you're a big country fan, Trisha Yearwood's going to host and perform. And, Bob, for you, because I know you you love terrible movies, there's a few things for you tonight. There's something called Oh, What Fun on Amazon. Michelle Pfeiffer stars as an overworked mom who gets burnt out of her adult children's seasonal drama. My Secret Santa on Netflix. That one sounds so dumb.
You know what terrible movie I did watch? The Jonas Brothers Christmas movie.
Oh, did you?
Susan was like, oh, should we watch this? I said, sure. Oh. It's like a Hallmark movie. It's like these ones that you're naming. Just good, clean, fun. Mm. You know where it's going. No big surprises.
You know,
delightful.
Enjoy the life you're currently living, because you will not be allowed to press play on stuff. You'll be like, I have no time for nonsense. Put on a good show. Oh, I watched. Are you guys watching Pluribus?
Of course.
Please, please, please don't say anything. I'm waiting. Oh. My kids are going to.
What's that on?
It's on HBO, maybe? Well, Apple TV? Something? It's right there. I don't know anything about it. Except
you haven't seen it?
No. And we're waiting until my kids get here. We're all going to watch it together.
Well, what is the general concept without
spoiling
anything?
It seems like a blonde lady in a car, and she looks real scared.
why don't you tell them about it?
I don't want to know.
I'm recapping it on my TikTok. La, 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 la. I'm really enjoying it.
Well, tell me. Tell the people. Oh, what is it?
It's like a dystopian sci-fi. I don't want to give the premise.
Like, I have seen a lot of end of world type sort of scenarios.
I don't want to know.
But I've never seen this one.
It's by the creator of Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. So it's very different from those, but it's very character driven.
Don't spoil it.
Check it out.
Okay.
Yeah. Check it out.
Pluribus.
Sure.
It's definitely about.
The first episode is excellent.
Can you
see? Oh, you've only seen the first?
No, I've seen them all.
You finished it. There's only four so far, I think.
Oh, it must be Apple, because they put them out.
Yeah, they do. They draw them out weekly.
I can't believe I don't remember which platform
it is. Hold on. Well, what is it called? Pluribus?
One of the things that, because Christina got farther ahead than I did.
Blasphemy.
But she said the episode that she saw, the last one, it ends with
with something big. Oh, yeah.
Cliffhanger. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think I know what it is.
You do?
I think so.
Oh my God, you guys. I'm doomed.
Okay.
I'm freaking doomed.
Okay, we're done.
It's on Apple TV. So I'll add that to Stranger Things, of things to catch up.
Yeah, I haven't watched Stranger Things.
Oh, I've watched it all.
I watched the first episode.
People are freaking out about it.
Oh, it's so fun. I love it so much.
Yeah, that one I'm not as worried about.
I haven't gotten near it.
The end of the first episode, I just started like dancing around.
Oh my God. Wow.
I wish I had rewatched that last season, because it took me a little while to be like,
I think I'm
going
to watch. Actually, there was a story today about the 5 episodes you should watch before you watch.
That's a great.
Yes. There's 2 episodes from season 2 that they recommend, and then the last few episodes of season 4, which is the season that just happened.
Yeah.
So Susan and I rewatched a bunch of it, and it really helps get you back in the mindset.
Can you find me that story? I'll mention that. I have some Stranger Things stuff coming up.
You got it.
There's also, if you care, With Love, Megan, Holiday Celebration. That's her Netflix show. And she's going to share her favorite holiday traditions, seasonal crafts, and family recipes.
Ooh, Meghan Trainor?
Nope. Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex or whatever the hell she is.
Anybody on that chick? You into her?
Meghan Markle?
That's who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not into her. Oh, I don't know why. She gets very bad press, it seems like. But not to be confused with Meghan Trainor.
Who I would watch do a Christmas special.
You would?
I like Meghan Trainor, yeah. Ugh. I find her delightful.
Okay.
I don't know. She talks about their side-by-side toilets too much for me. I don't know. And she's like a TMI girl. Mm. Anyway, that's what's on TV tonight. The stars of Frozen. Kristen Bell, Adele Dazeem, and Josh Gad. They are reportedly getting set up to do Frozen 3 and Frozen 4, which makes perfect sense. You make $1 billion a movie, they keep wanting to make those movies.
Mm-hmm. They're good. I mean, I watched the first one truly 100 times. Like, I'm not kidding.
I believe you. You have girls who were the right age when that movie came out.
So, but even though it's worn out for me, they're good.
What will they? They're supposedly all going to get paid about the same amount.
It should be a fortune because they are the franchise.
Yeah. It's so crazy though. Like to think that this kind of money is on the table for voice work. Like they're going to sing and yap. And they're each going to make, take a guess. And this is for both movies, both sequels.
$50 million each.
$50 million apiece.
Is that right?
No, that's your guess, right?
Uh-huh.
I miss it. What franchise are we talking about?
Frozen.
Oh.
Let it go. Let it go. So Vinny says 50.
$50 million per actor?
For two. Mm-hmm. Yeah, per actor for two more movies.
I'll go 20.
I'll say 49.
$60 million. That's the point for Vinny. It's just a rumor, but.
They need to pay them that. Yeah. They are absolutely that franchise. There's no movies without them.
The voices of Anna, Elsa, and Olaf will be paid over $60 million each for the two sequels. Frozen 3 is coming out 2 years from now, November 24th, 2027. I don't have a release date for Frozen 4 yet, but I mean, really, you have to wait long enough for the next one.
I'm surprised that they aren't including the guy that does Kristoff.
Maybe he's not in it.
Well, he did his scene in Frozen 2 where he does the cheesy 80s video song. Mm. It is.
You've talked about that
before.
It's
great. Yeah. It's stupid. But as a grown up with a kid who's watching that, I got the joke and laughed at it and thought that's very clever.
Well, maybe he's only getting $40 million.
Maybe. Okay.
And he said these three are the big stars. I mean, that's just so much money. Congratulations on being extra, extra rich. Kristen Bell and Idina Menzel. And is it Josh Gad who plays Olaf? Over the weekend, so Wicked for Good's been out for 2 weekends now. So Zootopia 2 was number one. It looks like it made about $158 million, which is great. Wicked for Good is at $269 million. The Running Man is kind of stalled out at $34 million.
Flop, right?
I really don't know what they paid to make it, but it seems like it, Vin. You know, the thing I watched this past weekend, which I'm not even seeing on this list now. I'm sure it's on here somewhere. Oh, there it is. At number 17 is Begonia. This is the one.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone is a CEO and the guy, his name is Jesse Plemons, I think. Mm-hmm. He was from Friday Night Lights. That's where I know him from. But he's married to Kirsten Dunst, I believe, in real life.
He was in, you just said it, Breaking Bad. And he's in he's recognizable.
I think he looks like a chubby Matt Damon.
He's skinny in this. And you're right, he does look like that. He's so filthy in this movie the whole time. Like, his hair is so disgustingly greasy. Like, he even puts a suit on at one point. I'm just like, ooh. He just looks like he smelled like, you know, hair. Little. Anyway, I don't know if I can recommend the movie, but John and I, we paid $19.99 to rent this thing.
And
we've watched the whole thing, but I was not far in when I guessed what the ending was going to be. So I got 100 points, which was good.
How many points does that give you now?
Oh, I don't know. It's just, you know, that's, I happen to, you know, if you make a prediction in a movie, because John does that constantly. So now I've started trying to do it too. So
it's like, whose line is it anyway? Where the points don't matter.
No, you just get points. I just have some points. No one ever really wins. Yeah, but for sure. I was like, I think, well, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, that's obvious. I'm like, yeah, but I'm the one who said it.
Oh.
100 points. 100 points. Anyway, it's very twisted movie about a psychopath, about a really mentally ill
couple. Is this Begonia?
Begonia. Did you watch that?
No, not yet.
It's rough.
You don't like it, so I'll probably like it.
I did like it. I can't say I didn't like it. I've been thinking about it. But it's a little bit yikes. And she's great in it. Like, she's such a good actress. Anyway, there's that. At the box office, it was Zootopia 2. I don't suppose your kids went to see that, but you love Zootopia, don't you?
I just told you I saw it.
Oh, you did see it?
Yeah.
And?
I loved it. Okay. The first one's great, and the second one's good too.
Not as good as the first.
Well,
nothing ever is.
No, but it was good. It was absolutely good.
The year in death. One nice thing now that we're in December is all the year end lists are coming, which I very much enjoy. So 2025, the year in death. The highlights.
What?
There's some highlights. I mean, the biggies, I guess. Bob Uecker. I must be in the front row.
Just a bit outside.
You know, I didn't actually remember that he died. There were a few people in here. I was like, they died? That's crazy. David Lynch. Gene Hackman. That was a big one. That was a crazy one. Robert Redford, Ozzy Osbourne, and Hulk Hogan. Those are the big ones. Michelle Trachtenberg died at 39 last February. I couldn't believe that. I didn't remember that either. George Foreman died. Richard Chamberlain died. Val Kilmer died. That was sad. Game show host Wink Martindale died April 15th at 91. He's the guy. Like, Wink.
Yeah, but just like Bob Uecker, when people get to that age, it's not a surprise.
No.
Like, this Trachtenberg, while I'm not a fan, I don't know her. 31?
39.
Still... That's crazy.
She was my least favorite character on Buffy.
Well, lucky for you, she won't be in the revamp.
Yeah, right. Unless AI kicks in.
Shit. Stupid Dawn.
Ruth Buzzy died at 88. George Wendt died at 76 from Cheers fame. He died from Cheers. Loretta Swit, who was Hot Lips Houlihan, she died at 87. Brian Wilson, Michael Madsen died. Malcolm Jamal Warner died. Didn't he drown?
Yeah.
54 years old. Chuck Mangione. Oh, there's Ozzy. Lonnie Anderson. We lost a lot. There's Diane Keaton, Jane Goodall, Ace Frehley. Or Frehley, however you say it. And a million other people. There's a whole huge long list. A lot of people die, you know. It happens to people.
Mm-hmm.
2025, not a great year.
That was good content. When the people die.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right.
Sometimes we have few weeks where, like, it's like, yeah, we could use a good death.
Yeah.
You know,
please die. That'd be great.
Oh my God.
Listen, you're fresh at this. We you need deaths.
They're good for business.
Right. Anyway, there's that. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
It's a new month, December, everyone. Oh. I'll tell you what's coming up and more after these.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at
97.3. Ayo, ayo. Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Stream Alice and take us anywhere you go on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Mm. Ants head inside for warmth and bring the whole colony. ATCO Pest Control clears them out fast. Visit AtcoPestControl.com and mention Sarah and Vinny for 10% off ant treatments this month. That is true, and I've got to call ATCO. I'm going to mention us and save 10%.
That's a great idea.
Man, we never had ants until this year, and now we've got them.
They've moved in. Get rid of them.
So if you're dealing with that, and you're saying to yourself, what... am I going to just finger each one of these each time? Or am I going to get the spray and then have to clean the poison off the whatever surface?
And hope your dog doesn't lick it?
I just try to finger them when I can, but sometimes it's like overwhelming.
Yeah.
There's way too many.
Yeah.
Can't finger
all
of you.
They're insidious.
That's ridiculous.
Right.
Boink. Boink.
Plus it's so gross. Like, I know. Well, but your finger. Now you get a dead ant on your
finger. It's worse though that, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, let me run out and get the spray and then ruin the countertop or wherever they're at. ATCO
Pest can
Control
help you.
For you. All right. Clouds, wind, 60s. There's your weather. And
it's been nice.
It's been cold. What are you talking about?
I like it cold.
Oh, I just experienced a week of very cold, freezing temperatures. It felt like a sauna coming back here. It's great.
Goodness.
Would that be the woods of West Virginia?
It's cold there. It's cold.
Pennsylvania. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Three days straight of going out when it's about 28 degrees.
You were in Pennsylvania?
Yeah. That's where our hunting cabin is.
But he lives in West Virginia.
Right. But our family has been part of this hunting club for over 100 years. So it's a hunting club that we go to.
That will continue.
All right.
Even after your dad passes, I assume that you'll...
Oh, I have my membership. Sure. Yeah, I'm a member, so I'm there for life.
I'm here to help those of you who are going to walk up to the fridge today and say, are these leftovers still safe? They are not. Yeah. Your Thanksgiving leftovers are done.
Yep.
They were done days ago, but just to be clear, I wasn't near a mic. I just want to tell you, no.
Yeah. If you still have pie, that's still good. Don't worry. You can eat that. I don't care what anybody says. I'm eating that.
I'm surprised it hasn't even been a week. It's already, I would say like a week. No?
Your leftovers are toast. Trust me.
Okay.
Bye. Trust your news
no
anchor.
No more Mac attacks.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Week of mac and cheese sitting in the fridge? No way.
No, yeah. I made them again last night. They didn't hit the same.
Oh.
Is that right?
They had a moldy undertone.
It tasted like blue cheese, not just like cheddar cheese.
Here are some things to look forward to in December as we are now here, finally.
Hello, like December 2025.
So I realize some of you are like, I can't wait for the holidays to be over. Meanwhile, I'm just going, it's December 3rd already. What?
I know. It seems like as soon as Halloween hits, the year is basically over.
Just blows it, by.
Right. It's crazy.
Anyway, in December, college football bowl games kick off on December 13th. That's always a big deal.
People do love the bowl games.
The NFL and NHL continue. Big movies this month include Avatar, Fire and Ash.
It's getting good reviews.
Man, I saw the preview for SpongeBob movie, and it looks great.
Yeah.
So I know that
it's not cartoon. It's like Pixar style.
It looks great.
Yeah. It looks really funny.
Now, I saw that while I was watching Zootopia, so I realized many of you are like, why are you even mentioning it? Because I have kids, and that's
I saw it during a football game, I guess. The ad, so I'm sure I saw the shortened version of it.
They're re-releasing Kill Bill.
Oh.
It's four hours and 35 minutes.
So they do it as a single movie. He's talking about doing a prequel to it, which explores Bill's younger days. And I guess how they got to that point where she's got to kill Bill.
I wish he would stop with this. I got to be done with one more movie.
I know. Quentin, just make as many movies as you've got in you. We are all here for your movies.
The only reason I'm mentioning this, or actually the main reason I'm mentioning this, it is Marty Supreme comes out, it looks like on Christmas, and it's a ping pong movie.
Yes.
I'm going to say couple things. First of all, I saw some show about chess.
Yeah.
And was like, this show is going to be so stupid.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be great. So, you know, good writers can do stuff with stuff. Even if you're like, ping pong? Isn't that what we do in the shed when we're drunk? Like, right. What?
There's got to be more to it than that, then.
What?
I'm going to move my Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, what did I do? Did I just radnitch you?
No, not at all. But I had buried a Quentin Tarantino story I'm going to do for you right now. Because I felt the same way. Like, make all the movies you want.
Yeah. I have seen reviews of this movie, Marty Supreme, that say Timothy Chalamet is not nearly good enough to pull this off.
Oh.
I've also seen Timothy Chalamet totally pulls this off. And so the reviews are, it's like bipolar or something. Like, you just from love to hate to good to bad, they're all over the place with it. Oh. I have no idea.
So that you're saying that opens this weekend?
No, or that opens on Christmas.
Oh,
it
on
looks
Christmas.
Like.
All right.
So
Marty Supreme.
I don't know.
That's, I guess Christmas is probably in time for the award season.
Just as I'm starting to like the kid though, and I find him to be pretty talented, I read a review that said this movie's garbage and just thought, okay. All right. Whatever.
Well, they can't all be winners. Everybody makes a movie that they're not proud of at some point, right?
Oh, God. Especially in that run when you've hit. Like,
and you're just saying yes to
Will Ferrell did a bunch of poopy movies where you're going, dude.
Which one was a poopy movie?
Land of the Lost. Is that going to live forever?
No, it won't. Although, you know who loves that? My sister and my brother-in-law, Jimbo. Tina and Jim love Land of the Lost. They were like, I can't believe you stopped watching that. We're going to watch that. We watched it. I'm like, oh my God, it's just as bad as I thought it was going to be.
I'd rather watch the original reruns and be reminded of something I saw when I was a kid than watch him take over that role. But good for him. He
sure
doesn't have to worry about
all the money,
his mortgage payment.
No.
Ever again.
Mm-mm. He will always have food on the table.
He did a soccer coach movie, which I couldn't even watch. But
I remember that one.
Oh, yeah.
I love like Talladega Nights, Step Brothers, all those ones. I'm like,
he had a run, and then clearly he just went, why would I say no?
Right.
They're paying me stupid money to do quick eat. Like, there's no.
I'll do it.
No costume, no thing. Just say words in front of a green screen and cash a check. I'll do it.
Sounds great. I'm in.
So, yes, Chalamet is having his moment.
Right.
Build that fortune, son. When you go to sleep,
yes.
Where does your smartphone live?
It's on a charger across the room from my bed. So that I have to get out of bed to turn it off in the morning.
Most people put it on the nightstand, which is where it goes. I have a desk that sort of sits in the room next to, but that's where it goes.
I'm not surprised by that at all.
53%. Directly next to the bed, on the nightstand, side table. 20% of human beings have it in bed with them.
Because they were reading it until they fell asleep or something?
Or they just put it next to their skin so they can feel it vibrate. I don't know.
No. Ooh.
I don't know
That's
what.
That's interesting.
Well, I mean, if you turn
something important comes in.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I feel like when I have that thing not on silent, I usually have it in sleep mode because I look at it enough. Like, I'll see if there's something else. But I don't want it to vibrate all the time. And I definitely don't want it to ring or beep or anything. And it's if you, I mean, I get notifications from everything, and like even next, I'm like, next door, leave me alone.
This
please stop buzzing in my pocket.
You get alerts from next door.
I do get alerts from next door.
Turn them off.
And I don't even know how. I've tried. Not that hard though.
Yeah,
as you know,
I get the notifications and just yeah.
Yeah, there's a thing, right, where you can.
I'll show
you
on the break.
That'd be
great. And then you just click the.
That'd be great.
You know, the slide. Yeah. And it slides off, and then you'll never get woken up or anything from next door.
Oh, I got a few things I could use that for.
Next door is the worst.
That's a good idea.
Oh my god.
That's why I just set it to do not disturb.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let me ask you a question that's not even in my little survey. This is a YouGov survey, but it occurred to me, as they say, how often do you use your smartphone to browse the internet? Have you done any Christmas shopping on your phone?
Doubtful. Possible, but doubtful.
I have recently switched to doing almost everything exclusively on my phone, including buying plane tickets, which was the last remaining thing that I would do on a laptop. I'd be like, this is a laptop activity.
Yeah.
No.
See, I'm actually switching over to the laptop because I don't want to type with my thumbs. I just don't like it. So I wait until I get home and then I...
I actually did Christmas shopping in my hunting stand in the cold in the morning this year.
On your phone?
On my phone.
You took your gloves off.
Took my gloves off.
And you fingered your phone.
Yes.
To buy what?
Yeah, what did you buy?
Christmas presents.
Yeah, Christmas presents. Bought some soccer shirts for my nephews and
soccer
the hunting
shirts.
Cabins come up a couple times. Did you score a buck?
No.
A 12-point buck?
No.
Did you kill anything? What'd you kill?
I killed nothing. I
you didn't even jump out of the stand onto a squirrel?
No.
What?
No. I had, you know, female deer run by and I could have shot one of those, but I didn't.
I thought you can't shoot. The
you don't kill
ones.
Women?
You get a tag, special tag to shoot. The females, but I'm really not in it for the kill. I'm in it for the time with my dad and
but
our
your
friends.
Dad doesn't
and,
sit in the cat in your stand with you, does
no,
he?
No, he has his own stand.
Right,
and
so
we
you're
both,
alone in a stand. No wonder he's doing his Christmas shopping.
I'm alone for
good thing you had signal.
I go in at 6:30 and I leave the woods by about 4:00, 4:30.
And you just whiz off the.
Yeah, I know. I have a little funnel and a hose that goes down out of my stand so that. I don't.
When you say
you just
stand,
lay on that, is that how you do that? You lay on it.
You just put your
no the funnel. It's right there.
Right. You right lay there, on right the funnel, or well, do you stand up?
Oh, lay that. No, I stand up, and it's yeah. It's it, I have it built right at my height. To
so okay.
Oh, 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 I see. Oh, oh I thought it was in the ground, and you just laid
it's
on it.
To
no,
the
no,
wall.
No, 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 no. I'm up in the tree.
Uh-huh. Oh, a tree.
I got
right.
A,
okay,
a garden hose that comes up from the ground.
Uh-huh.
And a funnel at the top.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I.
But it goes up to hip height. You don't have to, it's not in the ground.
No,
you don't have to lay in.
It's
okay.
A perfect height.
That's what
for
I
me.
Was thinking.
Oh,
like
I thought
you know, it's just like a hole in the
you lay on
in it.
It.
Right.
Otherwise, you're going to get all over the. Anyway, good. All right. Well, I'm
6:30 to 4:30?
Yeah.
Do you sleep a lot during that time?
No, this is why I like it. I mean, there's very few times in life where you go out and just sit in nature and just sit there.
You bring a charger with you?
Well, no, I charge my phone before I go out, and I do read. You know, I got a book that I'll be reading on my phone, but...
Oh.
Yeah. So you didn't shoot anything?
No, no.
You didn't fire that gun one time?
I fired it twice. I always go up to make sure I got it sighted in right. And then...
Your dad killed some crap, though, right?
No.
What?
No. I really hope he gets one before he leaves. He stays until Thursday.
And oh.
We're all, like, the whole camp is, like, trying to drive deer down to him, like, anything, because, you know, he's only got a handful of years left to go hunting, and it'd be nice if he got one
90
more.
90 years old, though. Good for him getting out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's in the final years of his hunting life.
I think so, yeah. His mobility's not great, but he's still sharp as a tack.
But he can climb the tree?
No. We built him a new stand that's low,
oh.
So it's only like two steps to get up,
okay.
And he can park his truck right next to it. So he's
if he misses, though, a deer could walk up and hit him in the face. Like,
a deer could come up and hit him in the face.
Yeah. Oh man, he's close.
Yeah.
What do you guys eat? You pack like a picnic basket or?
The camp we have cooks and they make we have sandwiches and a lot of ring bologna and cheese and cookies.
Ring bologna.
That's really what you do when you're in the stand is eat. Like I've like first lunch, second lunch, third lunch.
Snack.
Of course, snacks. Got some candy for some snacks.
800-400-3697 is our phone number, which doubles as the text number where you can contribute to the show. And Maddie reads those.
Sarah, you can go to settings and then notifications and set what is allowed to give you notifications or not. Danny, Napa, listening on.
Thanks. You know, honestly, I always take the easy way out and just silence the phone, but maybe I'll do that. I feel like everything gives me notifications. I probably just opt in. Oh, well.
Well, they opt you in. I mean, that is one of those
things. That's what I mean. Like, right? You have to probably say, don't alert me.
Right.
408. Apparently, Zootopia is very popular in the furry community.
Oh.
You know what's weird about the term furry is my daughter has mentioned it a couple times, and I thought, so the kids are talking about
furries.
People who are furries.
What context?
Just like, oh, those are furries, or that's like, and I'm all, that was like something I saw on CSI 20 years ago as a fringe like story that was happening in Vegas.
People
on the
love
show.
To be cozy though, you know, so I'm not surprised they want to get dressed up and, you know, like furry costumes and hug and stuff. That's what they do, right? So they just hug.
I don't know. I'm not.
925. Hey guys, great show. Hey Maddie, did you not a hunter? Yes, I am a hunter. You guys won't understand what it's like being out there in the morning when the sun comes up. It's super. It is. It is super to watch.
Well, no,
the sun
I
come
do
up.
Understand whatever
you do it,
you're
you do
I
it
go surfing.
The ocean. Yeah,
yeah,
you
that
understand
is absolutely
it 100%.
My thing.
And 510, welcome back. Glad you guys had some great vacay time. We did.
Yeah, it was nice.
And we're going to see you tomorrow night, apparently.
Yep. Yeah.
Snuck right up on me.
Glad I reminded you.
Yeah, me too.
And then one more, not that small of a whirlwind. Thanks for listening for the Odyssey app because I just moved from Marin to Sydney, Australia.
Oh.
I'm listening on Thursday at 1 a.m.
Oh my God, it's already tomorrow there.
Yeah. Good morning, Australia.
Yeah. Good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
No spoilers. I don't want to know what happens the rest of the day. Keep it to yourself.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Tara Reid. I'll do that Quentin Tarantino thing. Stranger Things and Diddy if we get to it.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.